With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Great to have our radio.com MLB insider Joe Girardi. Fantastic to talk a little baseball with Joe. And as always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Joe, thanks for joining us, man. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing very well. We're coming off a nice homestand for the Cardinals, 6-2. They play doubleheaders Saturday and Sunday, when 3-4 against Cincinnati, 3-4 against the Giants. From your vantage point, Joe, obviously with your familiarity with the Cardinals, being a part of the club, familiarity with the Cubs and the National League Central, what do you make of what the Cardinals have really been able to do over the last month plus to get back into the race in the division?
Yeah, they've had a great second half. I believe the 35-17, and it's really been about pitching. And I think the guys that stand on top of that are the young man who won today, Dakota Hudson and Jack Flaherty. In their 21 starts, they're 16-5 in the second half. And Paul Goldschmidt has been much more productive in the second half than he has been in the first half. So, I mean, they're in a great spot to make the playoffs. They have a 6-game lead on the second wild card. It's just a matter of fact, are they a wild card team or are they a division winner? And that's going to come down really to me the last 10 days.
Joe, you've obviously managed some really, really impressive young pitching, and you've done it in the postseason. You've caught impressive pitching throughout your career in the postseason in the World Series. Four-time World Series champion. As you look at a team like the Cardinals with the young pitching they have, especially guys like Flaherty and Hudson, both in your experience as a catcher, a teammate, but also as a manager, how do you balance young guys and getting the most out of them, and also realizing that for some of them it's their first or maybe second time into September in a playoff race and everything that brings to the forefront?
Well, I think the big thing early on in their career is always taking them out at a point in the game where it's been a successful. And then you start to give them a little bit more as they go on and on. But you don't want to leave them in too long to where they start to get hit around and they don't feel good about themselves. Because I think the hardest thing for a young player is, yeah, they feel like they belong, they feel like they're good enough, but can they figure it out to where, as teams make adjustments, they have to make adjustments along. Can they figure out, yes, I definitely do belong here, and I can do this on a consistent basis? So for me, it's making sure you put them in really good spots to be successful and that they have a lot of success early on, and as they succeed, you give them more and more.
Cardinals have gotten a lot of production out of their bullpen as well, despite not having Jordan Hicks for most of this year, not having Alex Reyes, Carlos Martinez starting the year on the IL. What's the balancing act between getting the most out of your pen, and I know now rosters are expanded, but also not burning them out, and especially in the National League, the balancing act that manager like Mike Schilt and a pitching coach like Mike Maddux have to walk in order to get the most out of their guys, but make sure that they're going to be able to get the most of them down the stretch?
Well, I think for the most part, you have starters that do give you some distance, and Giovanni Gallegos has been outstanding. As you talked about Martinez, you know, he's one blown save since the All-Star break. I think he's 15 out of 16, so he's really done a good job. Andrew Miller has pitched better. He has not been the Andrew Miller of old, but he has pitched better. But I think they've done a really good job, and anytime you have a couple of starters that can give you distance, it really helps your bullpen. When you have a problem is when you're getting five innings out of every one and you're having to do a bullpen day, you know, out of those one day out of those five starts, they start to wear down. But as I look at your relievers, I think they're pretty strong. You think about Martinez, he didn't even pitch the first half of the season, really. So he should be really strong moving forward. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, what is it about a guy like Miller? Obviously, you had him a couple of years in New York, 15-16. A guy like Miller this time of the year, what is it about a guy like him, Joe? What was it like to manage him and have that weapon?
Well, I tell people he was one of my favorite guys of all time to manage because he was willing to do anything at any time to help the team win. He was a closer for us for a year, and And then Aroldis Chapman came over, and he, you know, he gave up that role. And you could argue that he was the best closer of the year that year, and he gave it up because of Aroldis and said, I'll do whatever I want, you know, whatever you need. I just want to win. And you saw him do that in Cleveland, and I know he'll do that in St. Louis. So to me, he was probably one of my all-time favorites to manage because of his attitude. And he wants the ball in big situations.
Joe Girardi with us on Radio.com, MLB Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. I love the fact that the Cubs and Cardinals will play seven times over the last week and a half of the season. It's 7 out of the last 10 for the Cardinals against the Cubs. What do you make of the division right now? I know that Milwaukee's fallen back a little bit. It'll be a big series for them in Chicago at Miller Park this weekend. But what do you make of this final month, all the head-to-head matchups and the twists and turns we might see over the next 4 weeks?
Well, I'd be surprised if Milwaukee got back into it just because their pitching is not the same as it was last year. So I think they're going to have a difficult time. I think it's going to come down to those last 10 days. You know, the Cardinals are 5-7 against the Cubs. You know, I think they can afford to go 3-4. And have a real good chance to win the division. If they do worse than that, I think it could be tough because I think the Cardinals' schedule is a little bit harder as they move forward. You know, they have a chance to make up some ground as they play a couple of last-place teams in the next two series. But then after that, it's Milwaukee, Washington, Chicago, Arizona, Chicago. All teams fighting for playoff spots, so it's going to get a little bit tougher. But I think the Cardinals are in a good spot. The Cubs' closer, I just saw, went on the DL, so that doesn't help them. I like their chances to win the division. They put themselves in a very good position.
Yeah, what is it about playing teams, as you alluded to, that are under 500 this time of year, Joe? Because it's obviously easier said than done. You've got maybe guys up that are fighting for jobs next year with their clubs, even if they're not going to make the postseason, guys that are trying to make an impression. Those can provide some real tough tests. And the Cardinals, to this point, have done a great job. They're 46-26 against teams under 500. The Cubs 39-26. The Brewers just 28-29. That could very well be the difference in the Central.
Yeah, it really could. You know, I think the Cardinals understand what they need to do. The danger part about playing teams in September is it's hard to create favorable matchups because there are so many options for clubs. Whether they add a couple left-handers in their bullpen, they add a couple pinch hitters. It's really hard to create favorable matchups. And you have all those young kids on those teams that have not been successful for most of the year trying to prove themselves. And they can get hot because you don't know a lot about them, and it can be difficult. But, again, the Cardinals have done a great job, better than anyone in the division, in handling these two teams. And as they face Pittsburgh and Colorado, it's important that they do the same thing.
Yeah, what do you make of the rule? And obviously, we're going to have some rule changes next year, the elimination of the 40-man active rosters in September, September 1st through the end of championship season. You can have 28 players on the active roster. I know it can be a hot topic, and if you're a team with a lot of pitching like the Cardinals, you can love it. But what do you make of how that's going to change things and if that's a good thing for the game, Joe?
I think it's a great thing for the game. Maybe the most important month you're playing by a different set of rules, which I don't like. I can remember going into Texas one year and we were fighting to win the division, and they had like 5 or 6 left-handers in their bullpen. They had like 13 people, and you couldn't create a favorable matchup for yourself. Every time you wanted to pinch hit someone, you couldn't do it because they had another lefty waiting. So I'm really for it. I think there's too many options for managers, and it's really difficult. The other thing is, and this is from the selfish side, the amount of work that it creates on a coaching staff, you know, researching all these young players, the players that you have, all the extra time it takes, it's really difficult in the most important time of the year. So I am all for that.
Yeah, I always thought, and I know that this rule will change as well, but I always thought you could get around a bunch of issues by having almost like hockey, maybe 2 extra guys in the roster and having 2 guys or 1 guy that's a healthy scratch every night, maybe the starting pitcher from the night before, especially then so that, you know, guys with options aren't looking over their shoulder once you get to the 12th, 13th, 14th inning of an extra inning game. You're not having to shuttle as many guys back and forth, and maybe you carry an extra 2 guys and then, you know, one of them is not going to be eligible, especially if you pitched last night, for instance.
Yeah, I like the idea of just making it a roster, and I don't like the idea personally – and I understand what you're saying because you're a hockey guy, but being able to take a starter off because he pitched the night before, because I think that's manipulating the roster. If you take a guy off, to me, he should have to stay out 10 days, just like you would during the course of the season. So I want it as close to what you do with the 25-man roster as possible, understanding that guys start to get tired and, you know, you can get some extra inning games where you could really hurt your pitching staff for weeks. So let us just keep it at 28 and let's play.
Joe, final question to put you on the spot. Let's say right now I gave you the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, or the field to win the World Series. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Dodgers, Astros, or Yankees.
Yeah.
I think the Astros and the Dodgers are great, but I think the Astros and the Yankees are built because they're heavy right-handed lineups to beat the Dodgers. Because of the left-handed starters that the Dodgers use. And so I think that both teams are set up to beat the Dodgers. It will be interesting to see, but I would take those three teams.
Joe, I'm a new Trier grad, grew up near Northwestern, a couple of blocks from Field. What do you think? Are the Cats and Pat Fitzgerald going to get it going?
I think they will. I think they had a tough test the first week. They were playing a top 25 team on the road. Two new quarterbacks. They've already lost one for the season. So he will figure it out. He does a tremendous job. And I think what's really encouraging is how well the defense played. And that's how you win. You win with defense. They'll score enough.
Joe Girardi, our MLB expert from radio.com, always brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Joe, thanks so much. We will continue to enjoy watching you guys. Thanks for the time this afternoon, and we'll talk again soon. Enjoy September baseball.
And good luck to your Cardinals. Have a great day.